Welcome to Design Biz Survival Guide, a podcast about life and business for interior design professionals. My name is Rick Campos, and this podcast is my response to a design community eager to support, share, and inspire one another. We all know that some things simply cannot be taught in a classroom. I believe that our number one resource for information and inspiration is our peers. Join me as I sit down with industry professionals from across the country to discuss their secret to survival in the business of design. This podcast is sponsored by Perch, the design community's premier resource for appliances, decorative plumbing, and outdoor brands. Perch is dedicated to quality, service, and a heightened showroom experience, making them the preferred choice among architects, builders, and designers just like you. With locations in Los Angeles, Orange County, Palm Springs, and San Diego, their interactive showroom experience must be seen to believe. Fully functional displays and a demo kitchen loaded with top brands provides the ultimate test drive for design enthusiasts. Perch has been busy developing new, innovative ways to continue to deliver product education and sales support to designers and consumers. Be sure to follow Perch on your favorite social media platform for announcements about the many new programs, demonstrations, and exclusive events to come. For a virtual showroom tour and to schedule an appointment with a sales representative, visit perch.com. Welcome, everyone, to the final Design Biz Survival Guide podcast episode of 2020. This is our year-in-review episode, and we're going to cover the highlights from our informative and inspiring conversations with the amazing design professionals who graciously contributed to the podcast this year. For many of us in the design industry, the holidays means a little extra downtime, and what better way to spend it than revisiting your favorite episodes of Design Biz Survival Guide and catching up on the episodes you may have missed. This should help you lock in your year-end podcast episode playlist. So here we go. We started off the year with a lesson on looking inward in order to plan forward with Capella Cancello. Every creative entrepreneur has an obligation to themselves and their business to evaluate what's working and what's not working in relation to their business model and take action in order to grow. Year-end is a great time to look back at your successes, your shortcomings, and your epic fails. Yes, we all have them, and every one of them is a learning experience to be applied toward the evolution of your business. Need help organizing your thoughts? Well, I have good news for you. Capella's 2021 Interior Design Business Planner is now available. Check out episode 39 for a refresher and for a link to her website. Next up was an eye-opening conversation with Robin Strickler. We discuss the technical demands of the design industry and the value of a formal education in design. Robin also shared her perspective on the prioritization of life and business and how an attitude of gratitude sets the foundation for her team culture. In February, we featured our first home builder on the podcast, Matt Dugally. Matt introduced us to his concept of construction physics and his philosophy of leading with expectations, information that every design professional should consume and digest. If you missed this episode, I highly recommend having a listen. It's episode number 41. Our Valentine's episode features my friend, colleague, and sweetheart, Rachel Moriarty. If you're wondering how you can leverage your knowledge and experience from a previous career to benefit you in the business of design, this episode is for you. We also discuss her top visibility tips for you and your business, and how our chance meeting at a conference just a few years ago inspired me to go all in on supporting and promoting the design community. Spring was the perfect time to welcome our first landscape designers and husband and wife team to the podcast. Jenny and Brooks Crawford of Brookside Design shared their secret to creating together through their shared passion for the outdoors. Their synergy through collaboration with fellow design professionals is a true testament to the community that is forming around us. We kicked into informational and educational mode in episode 44, featuring Annette Reeves, a longtime design build industry partner and product specialist at Perch. We cover the complexities of specifications and how to rely on experts for information and support. Annette is an open book when it comes to sharing the trials and errors of specifying fixtures and appliances, and truly believes in paying it forward in the design community. Her Saturday school presentation was a total hit. She's a natural when it comes to educating and informing designers. Expect to hear more from Annette in 2021. In episode 45, Tracy Connell joins us all the way from Texas to share her story of facing obstacles in life and rising above them. And she introduced us to the three D's: divorce, death, and dating. This candid conversation is one that sticks with me to this day, and I know that it inspired so many of you as well. If you missed this episode, now is as good a time as any to have a listen. I promise, in just 35 minutes, it will change your attitude and perspective during these challenging times. We kicked off summer with my friend and legal biz guru, Braden Drake. We crossed over into adult language territory for the first time on the podcast, and now there's no turning back. Braden fills us in on all the things you need to know to get your business legally legit. He was a featured speaker this year at Design Biz Retreat, and his book just launched in November, which is a must-read for every entrepreneur. Check out his podcast, Unfuck Your Biz, on your favorite podcast app, and, well, you know the drill. We found ourselves in full COVID mode for episode 47, but that didn't keep architect Eric Peterson from sharing his philosophy on networking with fellow design professionals and saying yes to opportunity. Eric spent decades surrounded by great minds, and his advice on learning from the best in the biz is simple: watch and listen. Our exercise in Zoom interviews continued with designer turned PR strategist, Natalie Norcross. Natalie shares her inclusive approach to PR and how design professionals of all levels of success can invest and benefit from a PR strategy. I love a good transformation story, and Natalie is such a great example of how design can lead to new talents and business opportunities that you may have never known existed for you. Episode 49 kicked off our Design Biz Retreat featured speakers series. Karen Millay shared her journey from publishing and PR to what is clearly her true calling, photography. Karen shares her recipe for a successful photo shoot and how her storytelling approach to photography has captured the attention of our favorite design magazines. Episode 50 takes us back to Texas, where designer and business coach Michelle Lynn gives us a sneak peek into her empowering coaching program and the aha moment that changed the way she does business forever. She wowed us at Design Biz Retreat, and the good stuff just keeps on coming. So if you're not already on her email list, check out Designed for the Creative Mind online and on Instagram and join the party. Up next, we welcomed Ray Langhammer to the podcast, and like a ray of sunshine, his energy and positive vibes made it feel like summer in California, despite the uncertainty that surrounded us. Chatting with Ray is like chatting with that friend from high school that you never lost touch with. Anyone who knows me knows I'm all about reinvention, and Ray's next act is going to be huge, so keep an eye on him. Thank you, Ray, for bringing your energy to the podcast and your valued insight to Design Biz Retreat. Episode 52 features Los Angeles-based designers Annette English and Andrea Popkin of Annette English & Associates. This dynamic duo shares their strategy to developing a dream team of design associates starting from within their very own ranks. This is a rare conversation about partnership and legacy that every design business owner should listen to. Annette and Andrea share freely with the intention of elevating the design community. I hope to revisit and share more from them in 2021. Now, at this point, we've fully embraced the benefits of Zoom. And with logistics aside, we welcomed Wendy Yates to the podcast, all the way from Colorado. Wendy shares how she merged life and business to develop a business model that supported creative design, wellness, and humanitarianism. Our conversation was a valuable reminder that lines are meant to be crossed and traditional business models are always up for debate and reinvention. If you feel like your business lacks an underlying sense of meaning, this episode will inspire you to take a deep dive into the intention of your business. The next stamp on my Zoom passport this summer was sunny Florida, where we connected with Lauren Chinesky, and we discussed her recently launched design business and the challenges of opening an office, onboarding employees, and clarifying team expectations. Not just what she expects from her team, but what her team expects from her as a business owner. If you've recently launched a design business, you should definitely revisit episode 54. Episode 55 introduced us to the Business Failure Club, a club that no one really wants to be a member of, but those of us who can really relate to the lessons learned and how, when applied effectively to your next business, can truly be the secret to your success. Stacey Brown Randall literally wrote the book on generating referrals, and we dive deep into her philosophy of cultivating new and existing connections and maintaining engagement with them through real communication. Let's face it, referrals are like gold to design professionals. So if you missed this episode, I highly recommend adding it to your year-end podcast playlist. We wrapped up summer with my new friend, Summer Maddock. Now, I must admit, I approached this interview with the intention of venting about COVID and the effects it's having on business owners. But the more I spoke with Summer, the more she helped me realize that there's no good in dwelling on things we can't control. Our conversation put me back in a place of redirecting that energy to deepening relationships with people, reinventing the roadmap for the future of my business, and most importantly, to be at peace with change. This episode still resonates today, and if you missed it, have a listen. It just might be the positive reinforcement you need to end this year on a high note. In episode 57, we welcomed our next architect to the podcast, Anders Lassiter. The moment he told me he's also a drummer in a heavy metal band, well, that's all I wanted to talk about. But I managed to keep it together and focus on the business of design, but not without a little bit of music analogy thrown in here and there. But seriously, my big takeaway from our conversation was his approach to communication with his team, with his clients, and with his colleagues. Have a listen and hear how Anders defines the three forms of communication that are the foundation of his business. Next, we found ourselves back in Florida to connect with Carrie Brigham, where we packed in as much information for new design professionals as we could in our 30-minute format. Carrie was so generous with her insight and experience and truly believes in paying it forward to the design community. Some of the best advice she ever received came from a design school professor. So for those of you who are in design school, check out this episode and please pay attention in class. One of my favorite episodes to record this year was our recap of Design Biz Retreat, because it allowed me to relive some of the exhilarating moments and amazing presentations that were shared over the course of the two-day event. I realized that so many of you wanted to attend, but travel restrictions and unprecedented circumstances simply did not allow. So I gathered up some highlights and my biggest takeaways from retreat to give you a little taste of what you can expect at our next retreat in October of 2021. Registration opens April 1st, so mark your calendars. I hope to see you all there. I wrapped up this year with an emphasis on leadership, which will be a driving theme in our programs and events for the coming year. I'm a strong believer in supporting the design community through participation, volunteering, and leadership. My involvement with ASID is the platform from which I was able to dive into the design industry, meeting my peers, colleagues, and valuable business resources. Joe DeCasperis was recently recognized as one of the 30 designers under 30 to watch by NKBA. In episode 60, he shared how networking with fellow design professionals through leadership has contributed to his visibility in the design community. Joe's innovative business model and fearless approach to design are just a couple of reasons why this young designer is on the fast track to success. Our final interview of 2020 was a real treat for me because I've known Julia Ault for so many years and we met through ASID. She had an established history with the Orange County chapter when I came onto the scene, and she was a key contributor during my time as chapter president in 2012. Now the torch has made its way into her capable hands, and she is currently leading one of the country's largest chapters as president of ASID Orange County. Julia is tapping into years of connections and leadership experience to help guide our local Orange County design community through a most unexpected year. In our conversation, she clarifies that she is not doing it alone. This is a team effort, and with the help of her dedicated board and very creative industry partners, this year is shaping up to be unlike any other. If you think leadership is just for the boardroom, you need to listen to this episode. There are so many parallels between volunteer leadership and running a business, especially if you plan to build a team. I realize that volunteer leadership isn't for everyone, but for some of you, it could be just the opportunity you need to rise, conquer, and contribute. It was such an honor to share the microphone with all of these amazing design professionals over the course of this year. Every one of them contributed so graciously with only one thing in mind, to pay it forward to the design community. A big thank you to all of our dedicated listeners. I appreciate all of your support and kind words, and I especially value your feedback, so keep it coming. I hope this recap will remind you of your favorite episodes and maybe inspire you to have a second listen and share with a friend. In closing, I have to acknowledge the incredible sponsorship support of Perch. They've been a premier sponsor since 2019, and our partnership will continue into 2021. Their commitment to the Design Biz Survival Guide platform exemplifies their true commitment to the design community. The next time you're in a Perch showroom or you come across them on social media, please say thank you for their support in keeping the information and inspiration coming episode after episode. Cheers to a safe and happy holiday season. And until next time, be safe, be kind, and get out there and inspire.